It's another episode of This Week in Google Glass. I always just say Google Glass, but not This Week in Google Glass. We got a lot of great stuff. XE8 is here. Of course, we're talking about a person that's using it, that's a quadriplegic, using Google Glass. We're going to be talking about gaming specifically and what games are coming out for Google Glass and the importance on that. And then, of course, GoPro, do they need to be worried about their about Google Glass squeezing them out? I don't know. We've got everything. This is This Week in Google Glass. Hey, everybody. Jeffrey Powers here from Geekazine.com. Think Magazine. Put in a geek. You got Geekazine over at Geekazine.com. Jeff at twig.tv right there. TWIGG.TV is where you can find me and email. Of course, Geekazine is my Twitter handle right there. And to my other side here is my cohort, Mr. Luke Wallace.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, if you're trying to reach me, it's Luke Luca on Twitter or Luke at twig.tv. That's TWIGG.TV.
So how was your week so far? You've been doing a lot of coding lately, right?
Yeah, I've been busy at work, writing the codes for an upcoming app. Nothing I can talk about right now, but real busy. But I did get away this weekend. We went downtown, went to a mall. I wore my Google Glass, and I think, Jeff, you've got a couple of pictures.
Yes, I do. Right. Yeah. Here's the first one. This is really cool. This is, what, Dallas Ice Rink?
Yeah, it's down at the Galleria. It's a big mall kind of north of downtown a little bit. They were doing a little fashion show this weekend. That's not why I went to see it. It just happened to be going on. And so they have a nice ice rink down there. They've remodeled the mall, you know, the past couple of years. And so just kind of a neat experience going out and seeing people. A lot of people noticed Google Glass and thought it was pretty neat. So
we're playing some of the video. Is it Tony and Guy? Is this the fashion show thing?
I don't really know exactly who all was involved with it. I think several of the different stores there had kind of their own, you know, models, and were kind of showing off some of the stuff that is for sale.
Got it.
You know, kind of their fall collection or whatever. So okay. It was neat. You know, we watched it for a few minutes and as we were walking around. So.
And of course, you got the most important video right here. I want to drive a Zamboni. I want to drive a Zamboni.
Yeah. Love the Zamboni. It's great.
It's beautiful. Actually, we learned some stuff when I was in Disneyland. We learned that the Zamboni was actually created in Anaheim, California.
Really?
So yeah, just down the street from where we were. So that's pretty exciting. But yeah, cool pictures. A lot of great stuff over at which mall was this in Dallas?
The Galleria.
Galleria in Dallas, Texas. So if you've gone down there and check it out, well, you know, let us know. Of course, if you have your pair of Google Glass, let us know as well, because we want you on the show. And, you know, tell us your experiences, what you like, what you don't like about Google Glass. Like my experience, last week for me has been a lot of fun and a lot of pain as well, because I had newsprint and TV set up times. We actually were supposed to have the times set up a couple weeks ago, but then my Google Glass broke, and so we had to reschedule. We rescheduled for this week, and I met up with the news crew, a local news crew, a video crew from the local CBS affiliate, but their website is called channel3000.com. And with that, they did a nice little write-up of me and Google Glass. And then today, what just happened was I picked up the paper. Actually, I knew this last night. I picked up the paper, and this is the Wall Street Journal in Madison, Wisconsin. So you know I'm still around because I'm showing up the current paper, right? Anyway, on the bottom here, of course, Google Glass, and talks about me and Google Glass. So that was pretty exciting. And I did some interviews with Jeff Glaze. You open it up, and there's a picture of me right there. Anyway. That's the paper. But then after this interview, I had to send my pair of Google Glass back. And Guess why, Luke?
Was it the touchpad maybe going out? I don't know.
No, the touchpad was the first time around. This one, it was all of a sudden, it would just shut itself down. So at first I thought it was overheating for some reason, but then I realized I couldn't turn on or off my glass. The power button was completely dead. So I just kind of said, oh, okay, well, that's probably it. So if I plugged it in, it would kick itself back in and turn itself back on, but it was always, it ne never was always a constant thing. It would turn itself on, then turn off, then I'd unplug it, plug it back in, and then finally it would work. So I got it to the point where it was working, but then there was a point where I plugged it in and it just didn't work anymore. And at that point, the RMA box was here, and it's like, okay, time for glass to go back. So my second pair of Google Glass is going back, and I'm hoping to get it very, very soon. I haven't heard anything from the folks over at Glass, so I don't know if they've received it or not, but I'm hoping to get my Google Glass back sometime this week. We'll see what happens. So, and how many pairs of Google Glass have you gone through, Luke?
I'm still on the first pair,
Well,
so
you're doing something wrong. I think that's it.
yeah, I must not be using it enough or something.
Exactly. Or maybe I just sweat a lot. I mean, I do sweat a lot during the summer, so I don't have any hair that holds off some of the sweat. It just kind of rolls down. In fact, Jennifer, we were playing the I was playing the other night, and Jennifer was going, "Man, you're just like a waterfall." And I was like, "Yeah, pretty much." So maybe I'm just the exception of the rules here.
And I don't know. I don't know. Are you shorting it out with your sweat? That's a good question.
Yes.
Something they need to check for.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't be happening. I mean, from what I understand, it's rated. I found out about these IP ratings, and it's rated for standard, getting wet, which is why Robert Scoble got to wear it in the shower. They say you can't go scuba diving, and so you can't go past 1 meter worth of water with your Google Glass. So, I don't know. Take it for what it's worth. I'm not gonna dive with my Google Glass because the way I see it is I've got a battery sitting like right here, and the last thing I need is that battery to explode.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Just a thought. So anyway, if you want to check it out, I'll have the links. One's in the Wisconsin State Journal, and the other one is in channel3000.com. The video, of course, is there, and you can check it there. So, and then of course we'll have a link to Luke's pictures as well in the show notes. All right, let's get into the show. Speaking of show notes, we're starting over at support.google.com, and I guess X8 XE8 released today. Luke, you tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so just a little background on this for people who maybe they're just hearing about updates. So yeah, Google Glass gets updated approximately once a month with new software, basically some new features in, built into the standard software there. And we've seen things like more voice commands come out, and they kind of did some changes to the UI just a little bit. They added a browser last month. This month seems like a lot more minor changes, a few extra Google Now cards. They say there's things like movies and places to eat and maybe some reservations if you've got like a hotel confirmation in your email.
Okay.
Google Now has been good about showing those, basically saying, hey, you're checking in at this hotel today. So now that'll show up on your glass. They've also had a couple new voice commands. So everyone knows, or a lot of people know about, you can wake it up and then say, okay, glass, take a picture.
Okay.
And there, my glass is just taking a picture. So they added another one of, or for post a status update, which actually posts a path, doesn't post to Facebook or Twitter. It's just posting a path right now.
Okay.
And then there was one more for take a note, and it would actually post to, or it would actually save it in your Evernote account.
Yeah, Evernote or Path account. Yeah, I saw that.
So basically, it's just adding some more functionality, a few more voice commands. You want to post a status update to Path, and I use Path quite a bit actually. And so I did a test status update just to see what that was like, and yeah, it worked great. Got everything I said just perfectly the first time.
Okay.
So it's neat.
Now, there's also hashtags. I don't know if you mentioned that or not. I didn't hear it. You can now do hashtags in your posts to the pictures to social networks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then the other thing was the play controls.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. For some video.
Yeah. So it's from what I'm reading here, you can actually do this to fast forward and rewind the video, correct?
So I think they talked about that for CNN. So I can pull up see if I can find a CNN video, but that's what they're saying. So let me just try this real quick.
Okay.
It's downloading a.
Does it make the sounds like a reverse?
It doesn't make that, but I can definitely see it. I can slide through and see. I can kind of jump to other points in the video with that. Basically, it becomes a little scrubber to let you jump around in the video to another, to another point. Yes, jump around.
You know, I'm from Wisconsin, so the University of Wisconsin jump around and everything like that. So that's how that works.
That's real nice, simple way to be able to control the video. While you're watching it. So, just one of those minor things that, if they keep doing these updates, then by the time Glass comes out publicly, it'll have a lot more features than what we're using, right now. So,
yeah,
it'll be even better.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely better. So, I'm looking at for a picture here. Well, first of all, I want to show you this picture right here, because this is a sad picture. And it's full screen. There we go. This is the picture. You can't see this, Luke, but of course, once you watch the video, you can. This is a picture of my Google Glass going back to Google and the nice box. And I have another, what I do with you, around here is another actual RMA box, because when they send me a pair of Google Glass back, I'll get another RMA box. So, so I've got an RMA box. So, 20 years from now, when I'm selling my Google Glass for like the price that I bought them for, then I can get even more money, because I'll have an RMA box, which not too many people have. So, but I wanted to show another picture here, and I'm trying to find it really quick, but I'm kind of failing on that. And that is a video I took through the Android phone, because this is when it really started to mess up. I have an Android phone that I can use for extra stuff, but it's on a different network, so I can't hook it up to my regular phone, so I couldn't use it when my iPhone got stolen. But I use it for other things. Technically, I use it like a tablet. So I hooked it up, and I said, well, I'll try the MyGlass, because it has the option to actually see the screens on the... that's why it's not doing it. Actually see the screens that I see. So I saw this, I did this video, and I'm not finding it here. So, but basically I did this video where I'm did a Google Glass video where I'm looking at, there it is right there. Where I'm looking at the, I'm so prepared right now. Where I'm looking at the, I'm looking at the video, looking at me. All right, there it is. So I'm taking video of me, taking video of me, taking video of me, taking video of me, taking video of me. And it was a lot of fun. And that's when all of a sudden everything just started going haywire. And then this pair of Google Glass went bye-bye.
Yeah, Glassception, so, I think, killed it.
So. Yeah. So, hey, I don't mind breaking my pairs of Google Glass. I really don't, because there's things, like, for instance, I'm thinking right now, maybe that power button should be underneath the glass, as opposed to the, because it's right on my temple, and I think there was a little bit of action from that power button, and I don't know if I winked or something like that, and it held down the button, and the next thing it just powered itself off or something like that. I don't know, but I'm thinking that power button should actually be on the bottom rather than on the side. So I'm all for breaking my pairs of Google Glass, so they can learn from it. And I've never complained about the fact that they're broken. I complain about the fact that it's all about this customer support that they keep talking about. And this was absolutely no different than the times before, the second pair of glass, and I was getting ready to do, this is actually 2 days before I did the TV interview, and of course 3 days before the newspaper interview. So I was actually working with broken pair of glass while I was doing these interviews, and luckily they still worked to the point that I could do these interviews. And then, like I said, afterwards it was just done. So it's like it gave its last breath for Google Glass. So, but anyway, I don't mind breaking the glass. It's the customer support that I have a big problem with. I just want to clear that up, because I've been doing a lot of evangelism on Google Plus because of that. And I just want people to know that.
I had a quick question.
Yeah.
You got the blue pair, right? So I got the black pair.
Yeah.
Was anything else kind of color coordinated that blue?
What do you mean?
Like the power cable or the charger or anything like that?
No. The charger is a black and white cable, black and white dongle. That's it.
Okay.
But that was a good question. That's actually not a bad question. They should have been blue and white, or blue and blue, or blue and black.
They kind of color coordinated those cables to the glass, you know, because if people are buying,
yeah,
you know, in theory, you know, several people in a family could all have them, and so it might be nice to have them be color coordinated so people can say, hey, that's my cable. And
that kind of stuff. I have a Sharpie right here. That's what that's for. No, seriously, we get all these wall warts and stuff like that for all these little devices, and you look on the wall wart and it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say,
yeah,
you know, like when I got a Netgear, I looked at the wall wart and it said Netgear. I knew it was for my Netgear. Perfect. But there's a lot of things that doesn't. So I got this, I got gray Sharpies all around here somewhere. There's one over there. I'm not going to go grab it though. But anyway, the whole idea is when I get a well wart, I'll take that gray Sharpie and write the, write what it is right on the well wart. So I just, got, HDMI, switcher, and, I just wrote the brand name right on the well wart, because if I lose it, I'd have no idea where it is. You know, box full of warts. Don't want a box full of warts. Get some wart remover.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What do we have next?
All right, let's move on here. We're going to go. Did I show you my newspaper clip? Anyway, we're going to go over to ABC News. This is actually pretty cool. This woman, and she's got a really long name here. It's Alexandra Blazuzik. And she has no functionality in her arms or legs, and she's got a pair of Google Glass that she's using to move around, take pictures, take video, and a whole bunch more. And the cool thing about it is she said she had a Bluetooth before that, but it was very hard to use because she had to find a way to actually tap on the side or something like that. With this, she just, you know, raised her head, and that brings the Google Glass on. That's a functionality of Google Glass. And then she says, okay, Glass, take a picture. Okay, Glass, search this or directions to this or whatever. As long as she's tethered or is on Wi-Fi or something like that, she's able to use Glass more than she would a Bluetooth device. So
yeah, I thought it was real neat. I liked how she said, when she's hanging out with her friends now, she can look up things on her phone just like they can. You know, she can Google for something that they're all talking about or whatever. So it helps, you know, connect her more even with her friends that way, just by being able to do the things that they're doing. She can take pictures. She can post them to, you know, Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just makes her feel, you know, even more like the typical, you know, smartphone user.
Yeah. And well, first of all, she became a quadriplegic because she had a car accident, and about a few years ago, and so it says that she was using smartphones just like everybody else, but now, you know, with Google Glass, it even says that, you know, with the Siri function on the iPad and the iPhone, which is great. I use it all the time myself. It's not 100%, and yeah, even with Google Glass, it's not 100%. But I don't know. I am leaning towards Google for being better at voice recognition than Apple.
They've done a lot of research into it. I've been very impressed by how well Google Glass has done voice recognition, even like my Android phone, how well it does stuff. Like it's surprisingly good to me.
Yeah.
So, And the more data they get, they seem to just kind of roll that back into the, data sets and are able to make it even better over time.
As opposed to this thing right here, this thing that I call a what they call a Windows phone. It's not that great. Well, then but then again, this is also 7.8. This is an 8 version 8 or 8.1, which is coming out for Windows Phone. But I am so not liking my Windows Phone. I so want an Android phone. It's just, right now it's money's tight, and you do what you can. And this phone was lying around, and so I'm using it for now. I still have my AT&T Unlimited Action, so and this does LTE, so that's all I really need right now. They say I hate my Windows phone. So anyway, let's move on from there. Let's go over to businessinsider.com. It's a little bit later, so we're kind of at the quip right now. So we're going over to we're going to talk about games for a second here. And of course, a couple games have already come out for Google Glass. One's an Asteroids game. One is very similar to Ingress, except it puts auras around people, and then you go to those spots and collect their souls, collect their auras, whatever it is. But Business Insider is talking about a few games, online games that you can do. They had Swarm, which I think is the game I just talked about. GPS data collected by Glass tracks players' movements and depicts them as colorful trails on a map. So if you, it's an interesting platform for games because it's not going to be conventional. You're not going to have, the what do they call it, the hexagon pixels like on an Xbox One or PS4 or anything like that. But, it's still going to play some interesting games.
Yeah, I think that what people are getting at or what they really find interesting are these, kind of real world games, kind of like you talked about with Ingress or this swarm idea of, maybe you make paths through the world and, your alignment kind of helps determine, which path you take because you want to stay on the paths of your allies and things like that. And, it could be showing you information that's relevant while you're walking around, like, hey, you just passed a, an interesting point or a, a capture point or, whatever. And so I think that's kind of the interesting part about it is that you can kind of always be playing these games because you've got this really quick heads up display that it can just notify you when you need to play. And so it's like, oh, hey, you're near an interesting spot. And if you're busy and you can't do anything about it, maybe you can just kind of look around and say, okay, I'll remember when I come back through here that I should play something. Or if you're just, walking along or you're just, you're not in a hurry, maybe you actually stop and play for a minute, and oh, let me go mine this point, collect the resources from this place that I'm supposed to go to or whatever. So,
I'm wondering how this is going to work with geocachers, because geocaching is such a big sport or hobby, or for some people, it's actually a job. I have a friend that does a podcast on geocaching called Geocaching World, Andrew Smith, and he it'd be interesting to see what happens with geocaches, because with geocaching you would end up finding a box, and inside the box would be like a I don't know plastic toy soldier or something like that. But what if it becomes virtual? What if you come up to the geocache and all of a sudden a video plays on your glass or your smartphone or something like that?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of possibilities.
Oh yeah. So, any games that you would like to see come on glass that kind of would spark your interest or anything like that?
Oh, I play Ingress a little bit, so I think having an official, build for glass would be great. It'd be easier to, if I could bring it up and just kind of see, where are the closest points, what, I don't know how much people know about Ingress, but it's kind of this idea of capturing points throughout the world, and you actually have to physically go to those places. It's not something that you just play in a video game and, kind of capture the flag or domination or whatever, where you like kind of hold regions. It's like you physically have to go to these places. So It gets you out of the house a little bit more, at least driving around. I like to ride my bike around a few points that are nearby, and so having something like that, just being able to see, hey, where are some other points around, in a heads up fashion would be nice for me.
There you go. And yeah, you could be on your bike and you wouldn't stop, and it wouldn't be in the way, as opposed to the phone, which I saw one of your pictures, you actually have one of those smartphone clip holders on your bike.
Yep.
And
Yeah, I've got a bike mount. That's how hardcore I am about that.
so but then you're not looking down at the handlebars as opposed to looking at the road, which is what you need to be doing, because eventually, because Madison is a bike town, and I see way too many people using their phones just like this while they're riding their bikes. I saw a guy play a banjo while riding his bike. And
Yeah.
Jennifer can attest to that. It's like the guy is just walking, all of a sudden you're down bike down bike down bike down bike down. It's
Riding
like,
his bike.
what? So, and I do have to admit, when I was riding to the university and back, because I lived at home, yeah, I did a couple things on my bicycle I shouldn't have done, for anywhere from eat McDonald's to actually, I did read a book while I was biking once. So yes, I did do that. So because then, it had to catch up on the lesson, the 30-minute ride. Yeah, it all works. So, but I see that a lot in these bike towns, and you got to keep your eyes on the road just as much as a person driving a car would keep their eyes on the road. So just a little evangelism right there. Sorry about that. So as for other games, I like the idea that the basic games are there, and turning them into augmented reality type games. Like, what if you could play Donkey Kong by just walking down the street, and all of a sudden you just jump. You're walking down, so you see somebody walking down, so all of a sudden, whoop. And or do this, and it's like, and all of a sudden the hammer comes down, and it's like, what the heck is that person doing? Jump.
If you thought people talking to themselves looked crazy,
Well, playing
you
banjos while they're all there. Have you ever played a banjo while you're riding on a bike?
No, never a banjo.
Okay,
No.
okay. Well, it's something to do. Go get yourself a banjo. So
Something to strive for, yeah.
anyway, if you want to read more on this, go over to businessinsider.com. Games are going to be big when it comes, when Glass comes out to the masses, because they're going to want some games,
Oh yeah.
nothing.
That's one of the common questions I get is people are like, so what kind of games can I get on that?
Do you have any games on your Glass?
Not really, no. I like it more for information and just kind of having those little pop-up information
Okay.
things. Like the little CNN videos are fine. I've watched a couple of things. There was actually a survey that went out to the Glass Explorers recently, asking about like for a survey just to like, hey, you've been using Glass for a while, so maybe it was just people that had picked it up, a couple of months ago, and it was asking, what do you think of different apps? And they mentioned a YouTube app, but as far as I know, there's no YouTube app on there. So couple places have picked that up and mentioned it as like, well, maybe there's a YouTube app coming
Yeah.
where you'll be able to actually search, find like kind of like now you can say Google, show me pictures of puppies and it'll show you puppies. Maybe you could say show me videos of, whatever, and then it would kind of launch YouTube.
Yeah.
It'd be nice integration, I think.
Well, it's got a browser now,
Yeah, so
and
it's got a browser, so I know you can pull all that stuff up, I guess.
yeah. So it'd be just like doing a Chromecast, and I'm waiting for the day that I can actually install a Chromecast app onto my Glass so I can throw stuff to my Chromecast on the TV. So it's interesting, and lots of games. I just the augmented reality ones are really going, like I said, you're gonna be looking at somebody walking down the road, all of a sudden, whoop, and they
I
just
don't
avoided a
doubt
barrel. Yeah, and we'll be like in the world of silly walks for the rest of our
it.
lives. Monty Python will be, they'll just be sitting there going, we couldn't have thought of it better. It's my bad British accent. Let's move on from there. Moving on, we are, my friend, I have a friend. Yeah, I do have a friend. His name's Abraham Williams. Actually comes from Madison. He's now living in San Francisco. He's had his Google Glass for a little while now. And Speaking of which, I found out there's 4 people now in Madison that have Google Glass. 4. So anyway, Abraham's in San Francisco, and he decided that instead of hooking up a GoPro to himself, he's going to just use his Google Glass and go whitewater rafting. So he went to South Fork, American River. I guess it is whitewater rafting. And he took this video. I don't know if I could show any of it, so we'll just show the front picture here. Just going down the river. And the thing is, on this article, is they were talking about if this is actually going to replace the GoPro, simply because of the fact Abraham decided to not use the GoPro. And we were talking about this for a couple minutes before we started the show. Do you think that the GoPro is going to be concerned about Google Glass, or?
I would say probably, like, absolutely not. Are they going to be heavily concerned about it? They might worry about, you know, just kind of casual people. Kind of like, I would say it's similar to the, the camera market, mm-hmm. Canon, Nikon, a lot of those big companies. When cell phone cameras became popular, I think that a lot of those companies definitely, saw an effect on their bottom line, where basically they lost some of that lower end market, because instead of buying another camera, people just were using the one on their cell phone.
Yeah.
But I don't think it completely, it obviously didn't destroy that market. So it's probably the same kind of thing. GoPro might see, a little lull, or, maybe a dip for a little while, as people kind of figure out, oh, can I use my Glass instead of using my GoPro? But I don't think they really have much to be concerned about. What are your thoughts?
Well, when I was in Anaheim this last week, or the week before last, we actually went out of the park, and we went to Luigi's, which is an Italian restaurant in Anaheim. Actually was on Kitchen Nightmares, which I just saw the episode on. And while we were driving there, I saw this guy in a lowrider, Fast and Furious type vehicle. And on the top, on the hood of the on this vehicle was a GoPro camera. And it sparked my memory. It's like, yeah, I've actually seen it. About 2 months ago, I was up in the Wisconsin Dells area, and there was a guy that had a really tricked out old Ford truck, F-150 truck, and he painted and everything like that. And on the hood of his truck was also a similar GoPro model camera. And I'm thinking to myself, that's something that Google Glass will never be able to do, because it's got to be on your head all the time. If you want a camera, like, for instance, these shows like Storage Wars, where you see them driving to their destination and they're talking while they're driving, those are GoPros, most likely GoPros put on the windshield, pointed at them, because they're very small cameras and they're very useful. You can't do that with Glass. And the bigger problem is, and I did this with, one of the videos that I did while I was in Anaheim was my hotel walkthrough video, which I actually put up on my YouTube channel last week, where I, before I took my phone and I showed everybody what the hotel looks like, what to expect from a room when you go to these places. So with the Disneyland Hotel, I use Google Glass instead. And when I was like that, I was like doing this, I felt like my neck had to be like super stiff, and I couldn't move around too much with that. So I'm seeing Google GoPro and have an advantage simply because of that factor, that you can put it somewhere and you don't have to worry about looking over here or looking over here to do it, and less shake.
Yeah, definitely. I think specialized devices for specialized purposes will always beat the general purpose device. Like Google Glass is really meant to, it's not just a camera. If they were trying to make just a first person camera, there's probably lots of better ways to do it, but they're trying to make something that's a display and a browser and, shows you information, and it does text messages and Google searches, and it does all this stuff. And so it's not going to be the best at any one of those. It's just going to be a really good, like, they're just trying to make it as good as possible as at many of those as they can. So
yeah,
I don't think GoPro really has much to worry about there.
Yeah.
There's probably a few people that will use Google Glass first, And then if they break that, you know, because they've got it, they're doing something that you really shouldn't be doing without, you know, skiing down a mountain
Yeah.
way too fast, and, and they crash. Yeah, glass probably won't survive that. But a GoPro, I mean, those things are made for that purpose. So
Yeah.
that's, you know,
Well,
that's what you should get it.
I'll tell you something. I have the camera on my phone. I have this camera that everybody's seeing me from, which, by the way, is actually Sony. It's the PJ 720, I believe, model, I believe. It's got a lot of features, and the one big one is there's a projector on it, so you can take a video and then turn around and project it. It's also got a stabilizer eye on it. So when I was in Anaheim, I was using it for, well, I was holding it for World of Color, and as I was shaking, the video stayed perfect. So I got a great shot off of it. So I've got that camera. I've got my other cameras. I got two other main cameras, so I could do a three camera shoot of any interview if I wanted to. I've got the webcam, which technically Luke is watching through while we do this podcast. And so, and of course, I've got my Kodak ZI-8s, which are my foundation for my video podcasting. But the bottom line is, with all that, I use all of those cameras in one way, shape, or form during the year. So maybe I'll take the ZI-8 and I'll put it in the window to do some time lapse, or I'll take this camera out and record things like World of Color, and then use this webcam for, like I said, hangouts or so and something like that, because it's still got great quality to it. Or do a hotel walkthrough with this, or, well, my next pair of Google Glass. So, yeah, I don't see GoPro going away anytime soon, or any of the other ones that are doing the same thing. And the biggest thing is they're already advanced way past Google Glass. Google Glass would have to do a lot of catch up, because they're only doing 1080p, whereas a GoPro is doing, or I'm sorry, they're only doing 720p at best, whereas GoPro, and it's not really that great, whereas GoPro is doing 1080p fisheye lens, and then it's doing a slow motion capture at I think it's like 320p, so you get like 24 frames per second, as opposed, I'm sorry, it's like 200 frames per second as opposed to 24 frames per second. So lots of things to think about with that. So, but yeah, in this case, Abraham's not going to lose his GoPro. He might lose his Google Glass. He does have it. He did have a lanyard on it, just in case it did get loose. But you know, I rode it on Space Mountain and it didn't get loose. Then again, Space Mountain sucks.
Ouch.
It's just a roller coaster in the dark. What fun was that? So, and I did ro I did
That
I did record it on Google Glass, and I'm holding my head, and so I'm holding onto the bar, and so they took a picture of me, and I have it, and I'll post it up on my Google Plus page. I have a picture of me, and I'm like doing this, and my beard's going like this, and I'm
was
going,
amazing.
and I'm only doing it just to keep my head straight so I could take a video. And then I looked at the video, and it's like, you can't tell what I'm doing. It's all blank. So anyway, that does bring us to the end of This Week in Google Glass. I know I went off on a little rampage there for a couple seconds, but
It's
my name is,
okay.
what's that?
It's fine.
Okay. My name is Jeffrey Powers. Of course, you can find me over at Geekazine, Jeff at twig.tv if you want to send an email, or Twitter me over at Geekazine. Think magazine, put in a geek, and go from there. And Luke?
Yeah, Luke Luca on Twitter, or check out This Week in Google Glass, or if you don't want to type all that, do twig.tv. We've got all the show notes there. We've got all the links and our contact information. Or my email is luke@twig.tv. That's twigg dot TV.
And of course, we're still also doing the donations. Of course, the show is not cheap, especially it's my most watched show on Geekazine. So, and I thank you guys very much for watching it and listening to it. It will be on Stitcher this week for the audio version, so you can check that out there. But we any donations are acceptable. Go over to the twig.tv. There's a donation page, and then once we cover all our costs, we're going to start putting money in a kitty, so people that need Google Glass will get Google Glass. whether it be somebody during this whole developer area, if I have glass area, or in the future, if schools need glass for a project or whatnot, whatever the price is, we're gonna set up funds so we can actually give people glass. So feel free to donate over there. It helps, and I thank you very much, especially since my bank account is now down to $5. No, seriously, it is. But, you know, it is what it is. So thanks a lot, Luke, for coming on the show, and we'll see you next week. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right, cool. This is This Week in Glass. Jeffrey Powers here. Thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next time.